Ronnie's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Ronnie. Okay, this one is when we do discuss Colleen's dad's hobbies, and one of them is barbershop quartet. We also talk about cool TV shows that we like, and some of them are on the BBC channel. So anyway, enjoy. I feel bad. Okay. I feel bad for Jin and the hole. I feel sad about that, and I hope they'll talk about that Sunday night.
You know, that's really disturbing to me. I feel very bad for them.
I got the strangest voicemail message. I don't know if the Avilas got a strange message, but it was just a strange voicemail message. Yeah. Yeah, Dave asking if I'm wearing a wig on my head. I do what I can. I do what I can.
No, but did you see the picture of the bat on his face?
I did.
That was an homage to Dave and his mustache.
That was.
But you know what? Hey, where's yours?
Well, I think it's...
Hand
it to me. Now, boy, that's bad. It looks like one of those shrunken heads.
It does. It kind of does.
It's so bad.
It's ridiculous.
It used to be better.
Well, you know why? Because I think these things are... Is this part of it?
I don't know.
Look at yourself in the camera.
Hold on.
Did somebody say ZZ Top?
Yeah.
Because you know what? Doesn't it look like ZZ Top? That's just scary is what that is.
You could put Kevlar in this and protect yourself in battle.
That is beyond funny. I mean, come on. You do. You look like a freaking ZZ Top guy.
Yeah. And then the Mythbusters, too. Well,
oh, no, that's just scary. Hey, if you braid it, you could be Captain Jack. Put it on your chin and braid it.
You know what? I can't be Captain Jack. There is no way in this world, Captain Jack.
You know what? I could braid this into two little braids and put beads on it, and you could be Captain Jack. We could stick it on your chin. Come on. That'd be fun.
There is no way I'm going to be...
Anybody voting on that? Check the board. Check the board. Anybody vote for the Captain Jack?
Two votes for Captain Jack.
Woohoo! Captain Jack.
You know, if you listen close when you go by, you'll hear, oh, yo-ho, yo-ho, private's life for me. Oh, you should bring more money next time and spend it in the shops. This is Captain Jack. There's underwear in Disney with my name on it. Captain Jack's underwear.
There is not Captain Jack's underwear.
Okay, are you ready?
I wish there was Captain Jack's underwear. I would have Captain Jack's underwear if there was. Whoa.
All right. We got to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, but you know what? Hey, take a poll real quick and see if anybody watches Pushing Daisies.
Okay. Any Pushing Daisies watchers in the chat? Yes, last season.
Oh.
Okay.
This season is phenomenal.
So we have some watchers and lovers, yes.
This season's been so good up to this point.
So I was afraid when I first watched it that it was a one kind of a scenario show and they couldn't continue it. But I've actually been pretty impressed that they've done it as long as they have.
Yes.
When they took Shorty... What's her name?
Olive Snook.
Yeah, that woman there.
Kristen Chenoweth.
When they took, she's like 4'2" or something.
She's 4'11".
Yeah,
or 4'10".
Yeah. So when she went to the nunnery there,
the convent.
Right. It was weird. Yeah. I was like, well, what's going on?
But that was because of the plot that they had to make. Now that the secret's out, I'm kind of curious. They spilled the beans really early this season, so they better come up with some really good secrets. Cause
the one, yeah,
The one thing you have to know about me, if you don't already, is I massacre words all the time.
Sometimes on purpose.
Not really.
Sometimes on purpose.
There's something in my ear that I hear a word and I kind of know what it sounds like, and I'll say a word and it'll sound right to me, and it has nothing to do with that at all.
Not that this is a funny subject, but for example. This is my favorite one because of the way Jeff said it. And he was so earnest, too.
Yeah, no offense to anybody, but it was
very funny. So we were talking a couple years ago about Andrea Yates, the mother in Texas who drowned her 5 children, which is extremely tragic and just horrible. And so he was saying to me how upset he was that now she's trying to pull this insanity plea, and she's trying to use the fact that she's got post-mortem possession. And I absolutely lost it. Post-mortem possession. And then I thought, well, you know what? Maybe she really does have that problem, but that's not what she's pleading.
No. And I don't know. I have difficulty with... Oh, God. It's just bizarre.
Turn it around. No. On your chin.
What's
on
the
your
matter?
Chin.
Oh. Where is the rum? Bring me some rum. Well, what do you think I'm doing here? Come on. That dog is never going to give you that bone.
There you go.
How much will I get paid for the next sequel?
A lot.
I want more money and Kira to wear less clothes.
Anyway, back to the massacring of
words. They're going to roll this at my my Emmy nomination.
Yeah.
I have trouble with words and
sometimes
pronunciation.
You get close. Well, and again, how many times have I said the name of the restaurant that we eat at Disneyland? At least several thousand. And how do you pronounce it?
Zuccolo.
Yeah, it's Zuccolo. Zuccolo.
Zuccolo.
You call it Zuccolo most of the time. Zuccolo. It's Zuccolo.
I'm probably cursing in Spanish, and people are just so offended. They're just, oh, how can you say that? I'm like, I'm sorry.
Well, anyway.
I went to school in San Bernardino.
Yeah,
Visalia is much better than that.
It actually is.
Yeah, they got a message from Borat.
Who did?
The Jaded Visalians, Jen and Dave.
Really?
Yep. And that's what... Yeah, Borat had a little trouble with their show. He called it the Jaded Vasectomy Show and the Jaded Vacation Show.
Called the Jaded Volcano Show?
Well, not yet, but that's actually a good one. Wow. I'm going to have to put you on the staff of writers. That's fantastic.
Jaded Vivisection?
You're cute and funny.
You know what? I can't. Wow. I can't take too much credit for this because this happens to be from Friends, actually.
Oh.
Which is probably a good topic for another show.
I don't even know. I don't even know if Brad and Faith are going to make it this far in this show. But
who?
Anyway, Friends. No, Brad McFadden and Faith, his wonderful wife, they did a show about their top 5 favorite Friends episodes, and that's just, I couldn't share in that because I don't have 5 favorite. I have 5 least favorite. I have 500 least favorite shows. I just don't think Friends is funny.
Oh my goodness.
When you have more than one show about living with a duck and living with a monkey, come on now.
Okay, that was season 1.
Come on
now.
See, I love my wife with all my heart. Take a bullet. I take 2 bullets for her. But here's the thing. She likes Friends. I like the Verminators.
I can't do that.
You like, I think there are only a few shows that we really can get.
I like that 70s show. You're not a big
70s
show fan.
I'm not a big fan. And there's Star Wars stuff all the time, and I just don't.
And that kills me.
Funny.
And they have a wiener dog, too.
I love the wiener dog. Just
Shotzi is very cute.
Yeah.
And I just cannot fathom how you cannot love that 70s show. It's your era.
And what's sad, too, is Friends have some attractive ladies, and I still can't watch the show. I just go, these are the dumbest people in the world.
And instead you watch people trying to catch and kill rats.
That's right. Yeah, that's that is true.
I can't do that.
And I like the How Clean Is Your House from the BBC. That is a fantastic show. Have you ever seen that? How Clean Is Your House? The two kind of cranky British women that show up. Oh, you got to watch that show, dude. You got to watch that show. Oh, you got to find it.
It's very funny. BBC America.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So these two kind of really staunch British women, you know, kind of old, well, not too old.
Kim is British and Aggie is Scottish.
Right.
Very different.
So they, one of them was in MI...
MI6.
MI6.
That would be Aggie.
Yeah. Kind of like the FBI, kind of?
Kind of, CIA.
All right. So... No, it's not a Telemundo, Dave.
Telemundo.
So these two British, Scottish women, they show up at this really dirty house. In
dirty is like putting it mildly.
So these people haven't cleaned for like a long time, most of them. And so they show up there and they scold the people and they bring this whole crew of people and they clean up the house. And as they clean up the house, they show people how to clean different parts of the house and all this kind of stuff.
How to get stains out of this, how to get
grime out of that. So it's practical,
plus
it's a reality show.
And it's funny as heck.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Especially Kim, because she's always scolding people, and she's the older of the two, and she's very cranky, but she does it in a funny way, and she flirts with the men. But by they haven't cleaned in a long time, we're talking about people who have not cleaned their house, literally have not cleaned anything in their house for years. I'm not joking. It's horrible.
I do love... Hello, Ustreamer 67997. We're going to be giving away lots of money in a few minutes.
No.
Maybe not. So hang around. Oh, there they left. They left. See, they didn't want the money. They knew they probably had to pay taxes.
There is no money.
That's funny. Oh, that's funny. All right.
Go
so
ahead.
So anyway, but you got to check it out. How Clean Is Your House?
Yes.
So it's a great show.
It is. It's a great show.
Anyhow, so that is that.
Yeah.
So Lost, we got to wait till January.
Ugh.
So
it's killing me.
You know, that's
Pushing Daisies. We should have a Pushing Daisies show.
Okay, we can do that.
Talk about Pushing Daisies.
Talk about Pushing Daisies.
What else do we watch? Oh, Big Bang Theory.
We watch Big Bang Theory.
And that is some funny stuff.
What's interesting is I think geeks now are mainstream, so that's kind of different.
But it still makes for really funny TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I do. I love it.
Yeah. I think one of the few shows that Colleen and I can agree on is Everybody Loves Raymond. That's just, I can watch that crazy show all the time.
Well, that's because you're waiting for Frank to say, holy crap.
I love that.
You're waiting for the crazy old friend of Frank's to go, Raymond, ha ha!
Raise his arms
up and do that funny little laugh that he does. And I can't remember his name, but it's funny as all get out.
That's funny. You know, and this, let's see.
What?
I've heard people
now,
say
what prompted this?
I love a little Barry White.
But
and there was a time when I walked into Colleen's parents' house and her dad was listening to Barry White. And so, you know, her dad said, hey, this guy's a great singer. You got to come and listen to him. And I sat down, and he and I were both listening to this song, and I felt really weird. Two guys sitting listening to Barry White. I get enough of your love, babe. And I just kind of went, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to check you out later. But I got to go. You enjoy your Barry White, but hey.
Okay, and on a similar vein to that is my other favorite story about my dad and music. When my dad said, "Hey, you know, I saw this group on TV the other day. They are fabulous. You should check them out. Well, they're so energetic, and they were so... Didn't he describe them as being very multicultural or something like that? Something really wacky, and he goes, I don't know if they're a new group, but he goes, I saw them for the first time, and it was the Village People. The Village People. And I looked at him, I go, Dad? He goes, yeah, they're really energetic young men. And I go, Dad, they're gay. He goes, what? Oh,
I know they're happy. They were kept dancing around, but...
Dad, seriously, you couldn't gather that they're gay? And he goes, well, no, I guess I wasn't really paying attention. Oh, my goodness.
Now, I got to tell you. I got to tell you. I mean, your dad's kind of, you know, slow to the party sometimes. But
you know, and it's funny because he loves to check out things on the internet. You'd think he would have found this out before now.
Too many jokes with those.
I know.
With that story and that. Oh, come on now.
Anyway.
The chat's going to be a buzz. There you go. All right. So, anyhow, her dad.
Yeah, and my dad's another. Now, he's another show,
all right,
too.
We have to. I'm going to tell one more story. We got to end because, I mean, thank you so much for being here. And
for hanging
with
us, yeah.
It's been a great time, and we're just kind of getting used to it. One day we'll be as good as Den and Jave. Dave and Jen.
There he goes.
I haven't been drinking much tonight.
You didn't have anything.
No. I didn't have any NyQuil or nothing. So, anyhow, we went to... Now, her dad... Colleen's father is a very schooled, smart guy. He's done all kind of things. He knows a lot of different things.
My dad's primary gift that I would say he has is he is unbelievably talented at learning languages.
He is.
He can talk to somebody from another country in their language, not a whole lot, but he has a lot of, you know, words in his head from many, many different I think he counted at one point, it was like 150 languages. He knows a few phrases in each of them, and he keeps them straight and he remembers them.
He is on Telemundo, yes.
Yes,
he speaks Spanish, but he only says like four words.
No, actually...
Hola, taco. Burrito, adios.
No. Hey, shh. My mother speaks Spanish fluently.
That's true.
And my father's picked it up along the way. But he usually, when he talks to people, he'll meet them at the grocery store or at Home Depot or wherever he might be, walking down the street, and he'll talk to them in their language, and they say, when did you live there? How long have you been there? You know, they think he actually is native,
yes,
or that he has just, he's incredibly gifted at languages. But...
So, He sings in a barbershop quartet. And
used to sing.
And
a barbershop choir.
Barbershop choir. And it's one of those things that somebody in the family is really involved in, and they keep asking, and everyone's like, man, you gotta go once, man. I already been, you know. And it's like, so I finally said, you know what, I'll go.
I will go. So we did.
So we went. Now, my comedy brain went with me. So we went to this, and the people there were... Now, first of all, we went to, Leisure World in, where was it?
Lake Forest.
And,
which you need to explain is a retirement community.
It is a retirement community. And, I mean, it's a place where you can turn up your radio. Nobody cares because they can't hear. So we went to this place to hear the barbershop choir. I mean, it was like the Ozfest for the geriatrics.
It was.
So we went. That was a good one. I just came up with that right now.
That was very good.
Anyway, so we went to this place, and it was refreshment hall or something like that.
It was the rec center.
Yeah, rec center.
And they had a bleacher set up, and
where
they had
have
tables.
People that rec in there. So we went there. Now, it wasn't just one choir. We had the top three.
No, it was only two.
No. But, I mean, there was like two or three of them.
I thought there was only two of them, and then the first choir did their little thing, and then there was a then the second choir, which was my dad's choir, and then there was people from each of the choirs. One, a couple people from each of the choirs came down and did a quartet.
Uh-huh.
So it was only the two choirs. You're adding too many choirs.
But, I mean,
it
was an amazing thing.
Two
so anyway,
was plenty.
So we began to hear this wondrous music, and then I started thinking, I wonder if it is like a rock show. And they have women that are running down there, throwing their false teeth up on the stage, you know, taking off their fake legs and throwing them up there. I wonder if they're groupies, you know. I wonder if they switch their medications in a, you know.
I got to insert this because I think Dave would appreciate this more than anything. He even elbowed me at one point and said, do you think these old ladies are going to run up there and throw their Depends on stage? I can't even say it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
So, yeah. And so anyway, it was quite an event, and it was pretty funny. And but there was one guy in particular. There was one guy in particular that just he was from New York.
Yes, he was.
And this guy had the most animated. He's pointing and singing, and he had his face was all...
He was an older gentleman. I mean, he must have been at least late 70s, early 80s.
I think he dated Eve for a while. But he...
He was a very sweet little old man.
Yep.
He was. They were. Now, here's the thing. Look. Barbershop is not exactly in our iPod repertoire.
Nope.
Neither of ours.
Nope.
But I will tell you this. The fact that we went, because it was not only just a concert, because I think Kim and Greg, my sister and brother-in-law, went to a concert, which was just a regular old concert.
Uh-huh.
We went to the luncheon thing.
Yeah.
And we had lunch there.
Yeah.
And sat at the table and talked with all of their little friends. And then we listened to the concert, and we stayed around, and we hung around. That made my dad's day.
We went in the mosh pit. And people with walkers were just getting crazy.
Now, here's the funny thing, because I'm starting to get a picture in my head that they must imagine my father to be this decrepit old man who is, like, in his 80s or whatever. And, no, my dad is only 66.
Yep, yep.
No, 65.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be 66. No. 66, he'll be 67 in January. So, he's not that old. But he's just, my dad's from a different era. He was totally born in the wrong era.
Yeah. So we, anyway, we went and, you know, kind of had a time. So.
Now, come on. It was very sweet.
Well, there was one kid who was like 16, I think, there.
He was probably 19, but anyway.
I have never seen a more bored kid. I think
he enjoyed it thoroughly. He loves it that he's part of the whole thing.
All right. Okay. So anyway,
he's the oddball, but I mean,
we're
of the group because he's just by far the youngest person in the group. But.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap this up, and thanks so much for Stan joining, and thanks for the two people that showed up for 2 seconds. And we appreciate it. And we'll be back again. So, anyway, thanks so much. You guys, and Dave and Jen and Ustreamer 53956, you're going to get a Christmas card from me, bud. Okay? So, take care. And nighty night. And we'll talk again. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you still recording?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, audio.
Well, then turn it off.
Well, that's it. There ain't no more. And I hope you enjoyed this Ustream show that we recorded the audio for. And we may do some more stuff, but sometimes just life gets in the way. So, anyway, hope you enjoy the show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Roni Zone Radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.ronizone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening to Roni Zone Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni Zone Radio.